Congratulations. You're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Congratulations to you for finding, ladies and gentlemen, the new revolution in post-game radio. It is your Dalton Behring Smart Way fifth quarter fan reaction. Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, where today we will be commercial break free for three, I don't know, is it going to be 3 hours today? I don't know if I have 3 hours in me after that game. I've got a special surprise, though, as Sean Sinclair is in studio with me. He generally is with me on Wednesdays on my daily show, which airs 11 to 1 right here at TonyBasilio.com and at select radio stations throughout our fine state. Tennessee, a victor today as the Vols go to 2-0 against two bowl teams from last year. And again, that's the goal for Tennessee this year, as the Vols with a victory today. And Dr. Sinclair, I welcome you in. And brother, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. Nice to win a game, man.
Yep, Tony, thanks for having me. It's good to be in the Ray Mears studio after a 2-0 start. You asked me yesterday what I thought, and I thought it was 34-17. Turns out 34-19, so I'm gonna have to do a little bit more.
You gotta work
film
on
study
it, man.
On that.
Yeah,
so.
You really.
But the game kind of went the way we thought it would go.
Mm-hmm.
Early kickoff, coming off that big win, the first game. We thought in our film study that Arkansas State would be a better team, that they would make some plays both on offense and defense, and they certainly did that. It came down to us just being a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger for four quarters, and we put the game away. The tough parts, I sure hope, I haven't heard word about Wolf and Vaughn Pearson, but neither one of those looked great. And I think if you take those two weapons away from us, I think we go from being a pretty good offense to an okay offense. And without much of a running game, and I'm not going to put it on Jalen Hurd. Butch Jones was right. He runs hard. It's just this offense and this offensive line is not set up for his style of running the ball. And, it is what it is. And we head on to Norman, Oklahoma, against a team that just looked absolutely fantastic today, albeit against Tulsa, but it's a tall order, but that'll come next week, and right now we're 2-0.
865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. And what we want to do on this program is get to you as humanly quickly as possible, so as soon as we get some calls in, we'll knock them out. As Worley finishes today with 247 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Did have a couple of blemishes there too, Sean, as well. Had a pick, had a fumble. Got his fumble back with some on-the-spot there financing. And he's not Smart Way either, but today some on-the-spot financing there from Kroom as he got on the ball. And Tennessee hangs on for a 34-19 win. Sean, it wasn't a convincing win. And I certainly, the last thing I want to do is diminish, this team. I don't want to be that guy. And I don't want to be one who looks at them and says, well, we should have finished stronger. But the truth is, Tennessee had a real opportunity to knock that team out and they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
And they almost paid the price for it.
Well, I don't know that the game was really ever in doubt, in the second half. It would have been nice to see a couple of other things happen. But, one, it's very hard to kill a game with the run game when your tailback is getting hit at the line of scrimmage or even before.
That's a good point.
You know, Jalen Hurd, I'm not ready to knock him down to a 4 or 3 star. He's a 5 star back. His problem is he's a long strider.
Yeah.
He's a tall kid, And he's not Charlie Garner. He's not Devrin Young.
Mm-mm.
So when you're asking him to make an initial move behind the line of scrimmage, it's not going to be successful for him. Eddie George couldn't do it here. You know, it's just not the way it works.
I'll tell you this, just looking at him, that offense, unless he gets comfortable, to this point, he's not comfortable in it. And he doesn't look like a fit for what they're doing offensively now. Maybe when they get better with the offensive line in time, Sean, maybe through personnel, he gets more comfortable. Because I'm not going to lay it all at his feet. I don't think it's fair to lay it all at his feet.
I wouldn't lay anything at his feet.
Yeah.
I said it yesterday, and you kind of got on me. But we do not have an SEC offensive line. Now, there are some players that can play in the SEC. There obviously are. Every one of them is playing in the conference now. But, you know, Marcus Jackson... he's okay.
Yeah.
Jayshon Robertson will probably turn into be a nice offensive lineman at the time, but he's a true freshman in his second game. And the bottom line is the rest of the guys are backups at best.
Yeah.
No offense, but they're just and if you can't run the ball against Utah State and you can't effectively run the ball against Arkansas State, I just wonder what that does to your passing game, because we don't have a defense. An SEC defense only has to commit four people to the line of scrimmage to stop this running game.
Vols win 34-19 behind Worley's 247-2. We will go to the phones here as soon as possible on your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction program. We'll watch the rest of college football with you as well. I'll get you a score update, a ton of other things that we will be watching, including Butch Jones's press conference, and we'll see an update. If we see an update on the status of either of the players that went off today, we'll pass it along to you. That is certainly every Tennessee fan hates to see that. And look, I hate seeing anybody get hurt out there. That's the last thing you want to see. So all in all, this day belongs to the Volunteers. They come out of this thing 2-0, and I'm going to say it again because we need to stay big picture here, against two teams that were in bowls, that have bowl aspirations this year. And, Sean, I do believe you said this on our film study Wednesday night. You looked at the Vol Colonel. You guys were over in one corner of the sector of our war room, and you were breaking it down. And you looked at the Colonel, and you guys came back to us, and you went over to Jeff Brock and said, hey, I think these guys are better than what we saw with Utah State last week, and I think you're prophetic. I think that's a better team than what we saw with Utah State.
This team would, Arkansas State would, without question, beat Utah State. From what I've seen, they would beat Vanderbilt, I don't think you can get a read on Kentucky right now, but they would give Kentucky all they wanted. That quarterback is a nice little player. I think Chucky Keaton, if healthy, is a better quarterback, but Chucky Keaton certainly wasn't anywhere close to healthy. And we said, you know, in the write-up that this guy would be able to make plays with his arm over the middle, which he did on some fakes, slants, et cetera, and touchdown, and then with his feet. And I'm not going to blame AJ or Barnett for losing contain on this kid. This kid's fast. That's all there's to it. And there's no way you're going to simulate that on the scout team. It's just he's a bad matchup running against, you know, our front seven.
It's a different world, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, the first game was the celebration. If you were looking for two celebrations on consecutive weekends, that may not work.
Yeah. Our number is 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Let's go to our phones. And we'll try and get as many folks in today as we possibly can. My goal is to hear from the entire Vol Nation today as we're watching Mississippi State and UAB as we speak. And Mississippi State about to go up on them, Sean, as that makes it a 26-20 game. Sean, they were talking Heisman Trophy down there after week one at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I'm not sure Dak Prescott is ready for those kind of accolades, but he's a nice player. Dan Mullins, you know, has done a nice job. He's a good coach, but we'll see. I'm not ready to give an SEC lookout, you know, West lookout to Mississippi State?
No. 865-200-5402. Tennessee with a 34-19 win. We'll give you some observations we both had. Both of us have jotted some things down, some observations on today's game. Tennessee, on the whole, what we know about them coming in is what we have. We got a lot of young, talented players on this team. We're going to watch them grow. We're going to watch them make mistakes. We're going to watch them do some things like what Josh Smith did today, where he hurdles a player. We're going to watch some guys do some things that are going to make us scratch our heads. And we saw today, we saw some good, some bad, some great, some ugly, and some beautiful. And let's go to the phones now without further ado and grab our first call here on the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, your commercial break-free home for immediate reaction following each and every Tennessee home basketball, or I should say after each Tennessee basketball and football game. And let's grab fake Dave Nathan's brother. Dave Nathan's brother. Fake Dave Nathan's brother. Hello.
Tony, how are we doing? One game closer to a bowl game, right?
That's it, man. Another brick in the wall.
Yes, sir. So I got to say, I like how our offense is doing, but I feel like we really lost out here. I feel like if you look at it, we lost two big components of the offense today, assuming Vaughn and Ethan Wolf are out. I mean, if you look at the last two games, we have Josh Smith, Ethan Wolf, and Pearson making the biggest plays for the team. I feel like we're hurt if they can't come back soon.
Yeah, and both of those guys, to be honest with you, didn't look good for either one when they left the game. So we'll have to wait and see.
I know what you're saying. Me and Fake Dave were sitting on the 50-yard line, and we were watching Ethan Wolf as he got off that hurt knee. He was sitting on that bench, and he got ice on that knee pretty quick, so I'm kind of worried about what's going on with him. But I pray for the guy. I hope the best for him. But I'm saying, I mean, you got to expect it's a flat game. It's a trap game, like everyone said. I think the Vols came out, and they handled it the best they could with a trap game and a young team. I'm not going to come here and say we're going to handle Oklahoma or even be in it. But, I mean, if you look at maybe an 18-point spread, I feel like the Vols could at least come out to cover it and make some noise, hopefully, out in Norman.
You know, I don't know. Again, games like that, I to be honest with you, my goal in Norman next week is play a clean football game. I don't even know, and I hate to be this way. I maybe I'm getting soft. Score in that game to me is going to be immaterial. I want to see Tennessee play them a hard, clean, smart football game next week and give an effort we can be proud of. And you know what? If that means winning the game at the end, hey, man, I'm going to put my hands in the air and cheer. Do I believe that's going to happen? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. I mean, you got to come out in that Oklahoma game, and first off, just start with we pray that the offensive line can make some holes for once. I mean,
that's right.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at the game again, but you hope Kendrick at the left tackle can make some plays, and overall, we can just get Hurd and Lane some room to run. Because I mean, we know they're playmakers. Lane averaged what five point four yards a game last year. Hurd's obviously an athlete. We can make moves in the running game if our line will open up some holes for us. We have that there if we want to take it.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you. Got to run along here, but great hearing from Fake Dave Nathan's brother. Sean, before I get Mike in here, you have a thought. Go.
Well, the concerning thing about those two injuries is if you notice the first two games, of course, Ethan Wolf and Pearson, those were his safety checks.
Yeah.
That's if you noticed when things got a little tight or whatever, mm-hmm. he was very comfortable mm-hmm. going to Wolf mm-hmm. and then was getting comfortable going to Pearson. It seems like in his mind, guys had roles. It looked like early we were trying to establish Pig Howard as the playmaker, Marquez North as the you know, alley-oop kind of guy. And then I didn't see Jason Kroom today.
No. He recovered a fumble, but you're right.
Yeah,
in play, we didn't see him. I think he was targeted twice. Let's say this, though, Sean, just as a point of observation. I believe the offense, when those two guys left, was not the same.
It certainly wasn't the same. And to Fake Dave Nathan's brother's point, I think, you know, in the Utah State game, you saw them with a little funky looks on defense. But the concerning thing to me here is they pretty much went with a straight four-man front. And we couldn't do anything with those four guys. You're going to see an incredible step up in talent with Oklahoma's front four. And so that to the fan, I think that is a little concerning. At least it is to me.
I want to say to Mike, hello and welcome. Good, great Tennessee afternoon to you as the Volunteers are victorious, and you're up next on the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
That was a good game. I have to admit that hopefully our two players will be fine for the next game. I guess I can agree with y'all on this offensive line. I think even it's been mentioned by some former offensive linemen that, you know, this is a weak point in our team. I'm hoping they can do some shuffling around this coming week with some of them and hopefully get a little better play out of them. I guess we can all hope. That's the only thing I can say. But I believe we're seeing a vanilla offense, too, so far. And I'm just kind of curious of what we're going to open up with next week. Do y'all have any ideas?
You know, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think what you see from Tennessee's offense is what Tennessee's offense is going to be. I don't think they're by any means holding back with what we saw today. I mean, I hate to disappoint you there. I really don't think that's the case. Now, I could be wrong. I don't believe, though, based on people I've talked to, I don't believe that's the case. I think you're going to get what you've got right here offensively. I mean, here's the bottom line, Mike, and this is the reason I say we have to keep this whole thing in perspective. Today's game by no means was pretty. It wasn't. But you know what? Worley has improved a little bit to the point where he's okay now. He's not going to be great.
He can manage the game.
Yeah, he manages the game, kept it in front of him today. Our running game, Mike, you know what? If you can't run it against those two teams, brother, you ain't going to run it against most of the teams on our schedule. I mean, am I wrong in saying that?
No, I don't believe you are. But I think part of the puzzle, as far as Worley goes, I do not think still, and it's no knock on Worley. Trust me, you know, I'm a UT fan. He plays out there, and he gets my 1,000% support. Is a mobile quarterback. I think that's one thing missing with this offense is a mobile quarterback.
It's a great point. When he keeps the ball, which he did today twice, well, three times, he does not look comfortable keeping the ball on that read option. He does not look comfortable with the football in his hands. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, how can you run that system without the mobile quarterback? I mean, that's been an argument I've had over a couple of these spots.
Well, you're right. You're right. But you know what? We got what we have, and it is what it is. And I'll give you the final word. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's fine. I was just saying. I believe that's one key element that's missing in the offense right now is that. I don't know if we have actually the quarterback, there now that can do it. Maybe one or two that possibly could, but I think right now Coach Jones is looking for leadership and he's looking for that in Worley. But I think at some point in time, I may be wrong, but there will be a quarterback change. That's just my opinion, but. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you. A little prediction there. As Mike with a prediction there on the quarterback change, we'll go ready and tell you what I've got to do. Let's get a couple new voices in here. First of all, Russell Smith from 94.3 FM here, The Drive. You can hear him in Knoxville, 94.3, and at KnoxTalkRadio.com. Russell, how you doing?
Doing well, Tone.
Good talk to you,
how
man.
How are you and Sean?
Well, you know what? Doing pretty well, man. We're 2-0.
Yeah.
And we're kind of looking at the big picture here. There was a lot to feel good about with today's game. There was some stuff that was maddening. Tennessee's going to be a mixed bag all year. By the way, for those of you just catching the show for the first time, here's what we're going to do today. I've got a full slate of guests. Russell's here in studio joining us. I'm going to check in with former Vol great Jason Swain, who will join us here in a little bit. We'll get his thoughts. Jerry Colquitt is checking in with us from out on the left coast, where he is a contributor with TonyBasilio.com, breaks game film down for us, joins me during the week as well, and just an all-around great guy. We're going to talk with him. We'll continue to take your phone calls, and we're not going to take a break. So you stay in here with us as long as you want to stay, and call this a home. Pull up a chair and do your thing. And before we do anything else, guys, while we're celebrating things that happened today, let me get a note out of the way here. As we said, Tennessee with two wins now against bowl teams from last year. That's worth celebrating. Another thing that's worth celebrating is Tennessee picked up a commitment for their 2016 class in cornerback Marquil Osborne, who's out of North Carolina. Now, he's kind of a smallish guy, 5'11", 170-ish, but talking to X today, X said he's going to grow. X really loves this guy's film, says he's quick, athletic, and a fierce hitter. Dr. Sinclair, have you had a chance to look at his video before we go to the phones?
I have. I would suggest that he's not only quick, he's fast. He's very aggressive. A visual you could take, he's a lot like Michael Williams. He will stick his shoulders right into you, but he's very fast. And it looks to be the kind of corner that they're going to go with.
Back to our phones we go at 865-200-5402. And our next caller is FDN. FDN, hello and welcome. You are on the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
What's up, Tone? This is Fake Dave Nathan. It's good to hear from you. And all, as always, appreciate the show. You do a great job. I love you. You're definitely the best that Knoxville has to offer.
Great to talk. Great to talk to you. I think Dubsy's the best Knoxville has to offer. I always defer to the people that are in my studio. but continue, FDN.
Well, don't get me started on Dubsy. But I do love Dr. Sean Sinclair. He's a great guy, great guest. Always contributes a great deal to the program.
Appreciate that.
I will have to say that I remember back a few weeks ago. You said, "Let's just enjoy every week." You said, let's just take every win every week, because each week, you know, you only have so many. You've only got so many. And this is the second week of this season. Let's just enjoy it. I mean, we got the W. We got the job done. We went out there and we did what we needed to do to get the win. I mean, we shut down a quarterback that in my personal opinion, I would definitely take over Worley, even though I'm going to ride or die with Worley. I would take Arkansas State's quarterback. I mean, I think that guy, could you imagine that guy in Butch Jones' system handing off to Hurd or giving that read off to Hurd? I mean, or Marlon Lane for that matter. I mean, that'd be a tough thing to stop. But we've got Worley. We're going to ride with him. I'm happy with the win. There were definitely some faults. It's like my little brother said. I mean, that was a trap game. That's a tough one to come out there and coach to and get you guys fired up for. But the Tennessee fans showed up again, and they were out in full force. And I say, you know, I'm going to go into what we're going to Norman with next week. What do you think, Tom?
What's going to happen to Norman?
Well, in my opinion, I'm not going to get too sheepy already. It's just Saturday. But we're going to play those guys off their feet. Hurd's going to run for over 100 yards. This offense is vanilla. They've not thrown what they're going to throw at Oklahoma yet. It's the same way that Fulmer used to do every time that he,
see, I don't
he
believe,
would come out.
I think you're wrong. I think you guys that think this is vanilla, and I love you to death, and I hope you're right. I don't think that's the case. I think we are what we are, man, and we're just not real good offensively. It's just the bottom line. When you cannot play up front, when you cannot play this game up front, you cannot run the ball on these teams, and you can't break their will. They were sitting there. That game, Russell, in the third quarter was waiting for Tennessee just to blow them out, and they couldn't do it. And when you can't do that, don't tell me you're playing vanilla. I don't believe that.
Well, they were about to. I think they just kind of went to sleep in all phases of the game, and it sounds like Butch
Jones
is pretty steamed about it too. So,
thank you, Russ.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tone, Russ brings up a great point. I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row that we've got up by, you know, double digits. And then the next thing you know, you take your foot off the gas. And it's simply because Butch Jones not going to show what he's got. I mean, he's not going to keep his foot on. There's no reason to show anybody else what we've got when we've got a top five team that we're going to be playing next week. I mean, I love the analysis, but I'm going to have to beg to differ with you. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that look at this and see, you know, we got the win. We escaped the two games. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that we're going to go 1-1 these last two games. We throttled these guys, and we won, and we took care of business the way that we're, you know, maybe it's not the score that everybody wanted, but let's enjoy it. Let's be ball fans, and let's go out to Norman next week, and let's bust their ass.
Whoa, love it, man. Thank you, brother. Why not? Hey, Let it all hang out. Let's let it all hang out. Butch Jones, a moment ago, said, first of all, good victory. We're learning a lot of lessons. There's a lot of great teaching opportunities from this game. Another thing that he said is it was a good victory. He said, but the whole key and the whole deal is third down conversions. And Butch Jones goes on to point out that Tennessee in the game, the difference is they got the job done on third down while their opponent guys failed to. Tennessee was 9 of 18 in the game on third down conversions. Arkansas State, 4 of 17 on third down conversions. Butch Jones going as far as to say, though, make no mistake about it, we have a long way to go. One other observation that Butch Jones had is that Tennessee is playing too many defensive starters on special teams for his liking, and he wants some of his kids to grow up. So, interesting observations from him.
They're also playing just not enough guys on defense, I think. Their defensive line was gashed at the end, and they finally brought in Hendricks and Mixon at the very end to and get Williams. Some fresh legs
and
out.
And Williams had a real nice stretcher in that game, didn't he?
They're really only playing three defensive tackles. They're playing O'Brien, Jordan Williams, and then Owen Williams off the bench, and I thought that you would see more of Mixon and maybe even Sawyers while we're waiting on Salisbury to get healthy, but they've got to get some more bodies in that rotation if they want to be in games like they're going to be in next week.
Well, I guess the issue I would have with what the last caller said was I don't know where you go in your playbook, because our offensive line cannot protect long enough to establish the middle third and then the deep third with Worley. If you saw that, he's I'll give him credit. He's more effective. He has a stronger arm than he did last year. But he's still the same guy on his back foot. And when you ask him to make decisions, just like he did on the interception, he throws the ball up. And he loses considerable velocity on his ball off the back foot, which everybody does. But without protection, he becomes a very mediocre quarterback that makes, I think, very average decisions.
We're going to go back to our phones and grab another caller. This is Volchek, who joins us now. And then we'll visit with Jerry Colquitt and keep the calls coming. Volchek, hello.
Tony, how's it going?
Volchek, it is really wonderful to hear your voice on this victorious Saturday.
Thank you. I feel kind of odd that I'm not related to Nathan somehow, but
yeah, that's a good point. That's a real good point, Volchek. Thank you.
So I'm just going to go ahead and go full sheep. I guess I could have called 990 with that, but I figure I just can't do that. You know, who am I kidding? So it was. I agree with everything that's been said. It was a good game. I saw a lot of things that, you know, I enjoyed. Obviously, like you said, it is what it is, but here's one thing that it didn't look like. It didn't look like us losing to Wyoming. And, like, those are the things that keep ball fans, like, hanging on to hope. And that's where I finally, like, in the last couple of